This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 5th. God's word for you today is, just stay. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We will kick off today's devotional with our final thoughts from yesterday. And it is that sometimes you need to hide until it is time. There are certain seasons in your life that you need to hide. There is no shame in hiding. Just hide yourself. Hide your head. Jesus had to hide. In fact, Mary and Joseph had to carry baby Jesus and run. Even though it was Jesus, the maker of heaven and the earth, Jesus had to hide. Moses had to hide. David had to hide. Gideon had to hide. Sometimes you have to hide. And for some of us, it goes beyond hiding your person to hiding an idea. Yes, God has placed an idea in your heart, but you're surrounded by Midianites, yet you're flaunting the idea. So they keep wiping it off, and you're always going back to ground zero. It is because you have not learned to hide. You need to learn to hide. Hide the idea. Hide yourself, because greatness resides in you. A lot of great people go through seasons of hiding. Joseph had to hide for a season. At some point, they were going to push Jesus off the cliff. Jesus had to hide from the people. He just maneuvered and disappeared. Sometimes, it is okay for you to hide, to take that idea, incubate it, and hide. Sometimes, it is okay for you to go into the room and shut the door. Sometimes, it is okay for you to examine your life and shut the door of your mouth. You are still meeting and interacting with people, but you shut the door of your mouth. You hide. And sometimes, when you are in a season of hiding, you feel constrained. And because you feel constrained, you say to yourself, there has to be more. If you do not understand the season you are in, you can get out prematurely and abort the dream, the vision, and about what God has in mind. I came across a graphic on social media a while back. The first half of the graphic was of a fish in a bowl. That fish can feel restricted, hidden, restrained, and constrained in that bowl. In the second half of the graphic, the fish bowl is empty and the fish is on the table dead. And the caption read, "Motivational speakers have killed the fish." The fish kept listening to motivational speakers telling it, get out of your comfort zone. That bowl is your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. So they jumped out of the bowl and ended up dead. You need to realize that sometimes that bowl is your safest haven, the place where God has hidden you. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to stay under the things you have placed above me, so that I can stand above the things you have placed under me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.